on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Friday Cry Day time. If you've not played this game before, this is a game based on Jess's tears. She is a very sensitive person and cries a lot. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to turn this into a little game where at the end of the week, Jess is going to recap her emotions and tell you three stories of why she may have potentially cried this week. Potential is the key word there, all right? So out of these three stories, which one is the real cry? You guess it, you win. Let's go through these and see which one is the real cry. And we'll start at the top with story number one.
Yesterday, I went to the grocery store for one thing. Coffee creamer. That's it. I had already suffered through one cup of coffee without it. Worst day of my life. I'm literally telling myself the entire drive as I'm going there. Do not forget the creamer. Once I get inside, I start seeing all these other things that we had to get. Somehow, then it turned into like an entire grocery haul. I get home, unpack every single bag. I feel so productive until I realize no creamer. I made an entire trip to the grocery store for the one thing that I legitimately truly needed and did not have it. So yeah, I literally started crying, and guess what my coffee was this morning?
Tears.
Black.
Coffee. Tears.
Like my heart.
Story number two.
Story number two. I had an emotional crisis publicly. Unfortunately, I lost my cool because I lost my eyebrow lady. I don't know where she is. I have been going to this same eyebrow lady for years, right? Now, this is like this little spot in the mall. I go on the day she's working. It's super casual, but it's consistent, and I've been going to her forever. So I walk in like I usually do, and what do they tell me? Oh, she doesn't work here anymore. And I'm like, okay, where did she go? And they said, we don't know. I said, can I have her number? They said, no. And then I said, can you at least tell me where she's working at? And they were like, we don't know. At this point, I probably look like a freak because I'm literally pushing to get this woman's personal information. And I get nothing. I get into my car and I immediately started crying because now I have to start over and attempt to trust a complete stranger with my face.
Can't you just pluck your own eyebrows?
No, dude, you don't understand.
I don't.
Like when you have your person and there's no warning and they just disappear, and now I have to start that process of trust and vulnerability again.
Haircut person, I assume the same thing.
You don't get it. Story number three. I got a chat with two listeners we've known for years, Beth and Abby, right? They won a prize this week. And after I got all their information and stuff, Beth goes, I just want to thank you for everything you did at All Paws Home because of that event. We adopted our dog, Colonel Pops, you remember? Yeah. And you gave our family a new family member. And I thought that was so sweet. And later that night, we're Facebook friends and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I saw Beth post like a bunch of these pictures of the entire family with Colonel Pops. And then I realized, and obviously we didn't know this when they were at All Paws Home, but they actually lost their dog a couple months ago.
Mm.
And so in her post, she was like, I wasn't sure if we'd be ready for another dog this soon, but Colonel Pops has been exactly what our family needed. And I just lost it.
I'll cry.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, if it's the eyebrows over that story, I'm going to be
pissed.
You know
what I think? I just kind of feel like you don't understand.
I'm telling you.
Think about it this way.
Put it in perspective for me.
I assume that you have trust for the person who does your Botox, correct?
I do.
Imagine.
I would go nowhere else.
Imagine without knowing, without warning whatsoever, you walk into the office for your usual bloop bloop Botox, whatever.
The old stickeroo.
The old stickeroo and your old foreheadaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, sorry, so-and-so, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, I didn't have any warning. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. I don't know where they went.
I would just die, decided
to go somewhere else.
Yeah, literally die.
Like
you'd have to
freak out.
Put me 6 feet under. So I get it. That was good. I mean? That was good perspective. Thank you. Okay, what was the real cry this week? Hannah in Aberdeen. What's up? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Hannah.
What's the real cry? You got three stories. Which one's the real one?
I think it's story number three.
And why?
Because I have a dog that I adopted through a different adoption agency, and I cried so many times over it.
Aw, first of all, love that.
He's the most perfect dog. He's from all the way from Texas.
Oh my goodness, and you guys somehow found each other.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And I cry all the time because he's just the best dog. He's my soul dog.
Yes.
So. Love this. Love this story. Yeah. Can I ask you a question, though, before we say if this is the right one or not? Why do you think it's not two?
Because I don't get my eyebrows done, so I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, okay, it's not that deep.
You know, Jessica, you guys, it's
not.
Like
yeah, take it up with Hannah. Don't take it up with me. It's not that deep, though. Anybody can do your eyebrows.
Who,
I mean, literally.
No,
you can do them yourself.
No.
Just bring some tweezers
both
out and just do them
both
yourself.
Both of y'all are downplaying. Both of y'all are downplaying the severity of this.
I don't know.
And just because y'all don't have that connection doesn't mean it's not important.
Just let you know, Lord. Okay, is number three the real cry this week, Jess?
You know what? Yeah, I was sobbing looking at Beth's Facebook, but I'm actually kind of pissed because you guys are downplaying the fact that, like, this is actually a big deal for me. And my eyebrows do matter, and that should be taken
not
seriously.
Not my eyebrows do matter. They're not that serious. They're just not that serious.
No, on the real, though, what's really special about Beth and Abby, they
My eyebrow lady.
What's
her name, the eyebrow lady?
Anu.
What's special about Anu? Is it like...
No, you guys, listen to me. What is really special about Anu is like one time
Tell me three things about Anu that's really great about her.
One, I thought I lost my glasses. Couldn't find them for weeks. I go there. She goes, I've held on to these for you. I had them. Anu, loyal. Second time, she literally was like, hey, I understand that you're kind of like afraid to go like a little higher. We can do it step by step. Trustworthy. She's comfortable with me. Number three, she's just a nice human being. She has very soft hands. She's always been very gentle. And I've loved the transition from waxing to go to threading my eyebrows, and I can't turn back.
Hannah, are you so upset you called in today? I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to turn into
sorry,
all this.
Sorry, Hannah. Honestly, this is about you.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that you called.
Won,
I'm happy
but
that you
listened. You had to deal with the rigmarole. It's almost like a timeshare. It's like you come for the prize, but you got to sit through the BS to get there. So.
Oh, my God.
Bro, dude, the timeshare comparison is so spot on. Because you're like, do I have to sit through this? And they're like, no, really, please.
Oh, God.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.